Okay, so we're up to the next of the Kinyani Chachma is Miut Tainug, to minimize Tainug, minimize our pleasure. So what does that mean? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want us to have pleasure. Life's about Lis Anagal Hashem, to have Tainug in Hashem, and to be Nehene from the Shechina. So we're supposed to have pleasure. Miut Tainug obviously is referring to pleasure in the world of Gashmi, is physical pleasure. So what exactly is the Nekuda? So I want to start, there's a famous quote of Tan V'Eliyahu. It was brought down a lot of Sfarim. I think the Tosfos brings it also somewhere in Shas. And he says, "Adam yispal shiyichnasu divrei Torah l'socha." Before you daven, the Torah should enter into you. Yispal shliyikansu madani olam l'soch me'av. You should daven that madani olam, you know, delicacies of this world, don't enter you. Meaning, in other words, the two things sort of are an inverse relationship, in that the more that you become shakua in yanamol mhaze, the more shakua in tainug and in physical pleasure, the less you're going to be mekabel Torah. And the more you're able to mekabel Torah, the less you're going to be involved in physical pleasure. The two go hand in hand in that sense. So before you daven that Torah should enter you, daven that tainugim don't enter you. That's the medrash of Tan V'Eliyahu. Meaning that if it calls man, you're just shatoi shaku in the world of tainug, Torah's not going to enter you anyways. So the tefillah for Torah is worthless if you're shaku in the world of physical pleasure. It's Gemara in Sanhedrin, really. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, it says, Lo simsa beretz chayim. The pasuk says in Eiyuv, you're not going to find it in the land of chayim. And the Gemara says, Lo simsa Torah mishim chaya atzmo aleha. You don't find Torah in people who are called living it up, you know, in the sense that we would use it. They're giving themselves life, meaning in the sense that you're living up olam hazeh and not taking your tainug out of Torah. So you're not going to start in Torah that way. It's a Rambam also Chos Talmud Torah. I read to you. We'll slide the Makoros in this. This is Perek Gimel, Halach Yad Beis. The Rambam says, Ein divrei Torah miskayim mimisha marpe atzmo lehem. Torah is not miskayim in those who are marpe atzmo, who are just weekly put in their time, are not amel. Vol be'elu shalomdem mitoch idun mitoch achilo shtia. And it's not miskayim in those who learn mitoch idun in a matzav of pleasure, and eating and drinking, sitting back with feet on the table, you know, with the lemonade and a bag of chips. Learning the Tosfos doesn't quite do it. You have to be able to understand the Torah requires mesiras nefesh. If you're learning, it's not a matter of do you have the means to actually have the chilun shtiyah. But those who are learning mitoch idun, you think that learning means I'm going to sit there and relax and have tanugim of olam hazeh as I learn. That's not going to help you succeed in learning. The Rambam says, you have to kill yourself over it. You know, there's mesiras nefesh. Mitzayir not gufo tamid. You're going to mitzayir your guf. You know, you're not going to eat so much and drink so much, and you might have to deprive yourself of some sleep. Witan shena le'enav lafapav snuma. You're not going to give sleep to your eyes. We'll talk about that in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. But you're not going to give sleep to your eyes. You're going to be focused on the learning. One second. So then it says, Amr Chachamim derech remez, Zos HaTorah, Adam Kiyomus Bo'ohel. So remez, the Gemara says, Zos HaTorah, Adam Kiyomus Bo'ohel, this is the Torah, a man who dies in the tent. So that's Tilchum Tilchus Olos, but Tumas Ohel. But we darshan, in term is Chayemes, Lamishim Memes, Atzma Bo'ohel Chachamim. Torah is Chayem in those who kill themselves in the Beis Medrash. Meaning you're not learning mitoch idun, mitoch tainug, you're learning mitoch tsar. Not that you have to cause yourself pain, but you're not giving in to taivas olam hazeh. You're saying my focus is ruchnius, and olam hazeh is not where I'm taking my pleasure out of. So it's a Rambam, it's a Medrash, it's a Gemara. I mean, it's something which we find everywhere. Being nimshach after taiva, it causes hasrashus in learning in many ways. If you say I want to live the good life and learn too, so you'll learn, but to be kind of Torah, to excel in learning, that can't go hand in hand with Tanugim. There's the famous Gemara of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Rebbe. Rebbe was somebody who was extremely wealthy, and Rashi says that he brings it down in Toldos. It's a Gemara that, you know, lo pasak from Rebbe's table, you know, these different like tanugim and maidanim. Rebbe put out delicacies every single day at his table. His table was full of delicacies, incredible foods. He's a very wealthy man. When Rebbe died, Rebbe raised his fingers to Shemayim and he said, Kosh Baruch Hu, I was not nene, even a shavapruta from the Bria, even like the one etzba katana from the Bria, right? That was not nene from the Bria, even one etzba katana. And people ask the kasha, what's the pshat? Read about Rebbe's table, it was full of delicacies. And the nekuda is, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can swallow that that gemara, but the nekuda is that Rebbe, what he did was Hashem Shemayim. Rebbe enjoyed the food. Rebbe, you know, I don't think Rebbe sat there at the table and fasted and everyone else ate. I assume Rebbe enjoyed the food, but he wasn't a henna for himself, even in Etzba Katana. When Rebbe was Nehenna, it was Hashem Shemayim, and he didn't get sucked into it. His life wasn't about the food. He wasn't shakul in the taiva. And when he was Nehenna, it was with Seichel and Das, and it was with the Kavanah of doing Hashem Shemayim. So that's where Tainu comes in. What's one more Gemara? The Gemara in Shabbos. Also an important Gemara to know. Kufem Zayim on base. The Gemara in Shabbos, it discusses the... let me find it. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Arach ikul hasam. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach visited the Maya de Diumsis. This was like a place of like hot springs, like, you know, this, I don't know, it was like around Tiberias or something. It was the place where they have hot springs. He visited the hot springs. Imshich basrayhu. Those are very important words. He got drawn into them. I mean, visiting a hot spring and jumping in one time is fine. You know, enjoy. You know, you can relax. You need the relaxation. It's a good thing. He was nimshach basrayo. He got swept into the taiva of being at the spa. You know, he was enjoying it a little bit too much. You know, he became shakua in it. It was no longer just, okay, I need this for my learning. It became a tachlis. It became a goal. So what happened? Yakar Talmudeh. He forgot his learning. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He's somebody discussed in Avos. As I think a Minimus Gabra, I think, as they say in Avos. He was a Talmud of Yochum and Zakkai. And he was nimshach after the hot springs. He went to the spa and got a little bit too comfortable over there, and he forgot his learning. Kihadar Asa kal mikri b'safra. He came back and he wanted to learn. Bal mikra. He wanted to say the pasuk achodesh hazel lachem. He was supposed to say the pasuk achodesh hazel lachem. Amar and he said acheres hayalibam, that his heart became stone. And that wasn't a coincidence. Meaning he messed that pasuk up, because that's what happens when you're nimshach after taiva. So your heart becomes stone to Ruchnius. So they're bun and daven for him, and Baruch Hashem, they restored his learning. So there, because he's got a door and he made a mistake, they're bun and daven, they restored his learning to him, because so he ended up okay at the end. But the lesson is right there. You know, going to the hot springs wasn't the problem, but as a fact, he was nimshach basrayu. He became nimshach after it. That became a big problem, and he lost his learning. So the Maral says, what's the pshat? Maral says, because if you're roidef achar tanugim, that means you're a bal guf. I mean, pursuing tainug is that you're focusing on the guf, and you're focusing on chumrius. And you become incapable of feeling accomplishment in ruchnius. You become incapable of being tuned into ruchnius if you become too much focused on the gashmius. I mean, I think the kudos is the foul. I think there's two deeper nekudos over here. The more chumri we become, you know, the less receptive we are to ruchnius. You know, when my life is about the physical, and everything I do is about the physical, and my sense of goals and accomplishments is in the world of physical, in the world of taiva, so then I can't connect to ruchnius. And beyond this, it's more like, I think, the value system. I mean, how do you weigh pleasure? How do you weigh success? I mean, we spoke yesterday about being involved in culture. Do you feel you have to know these cultural norms? But I think it's beyond that. You know, there is tainug very much in Torah, and that's the tachlis of Adam. This is Sharm 101, Chosan Be'olamo, right? We say a person is nivra, l'sa'anigal Hashem, v'hans position also. You're created for pleasure, l'sa'anigal Hashem. That's what you're here for. So on the one hand, Torah is about creating tainug. But the key words are l'sa'anig al Hashem. We're made for tainug. It's a matter of being able to choose which tainug am I made for. If you think you're made for tainug v'olam hazeh, then you've got it wrong, and you're going to slip yourself out of ruchnius and out of olam haba and out of nitzchius. If you realize the tainug that a person is made for is this anigal Hashem, it's a different story. Now, what's your musig of pleasure? This is the big question. If I were to say to you, guys, let's have a very enjoyable day, right? So everyone's going to have in their own mind right now thinking, what's an enjoyable day, right? So the enjoyable day could consist of the beach and a beer. It could consist of a steak, a cup of wine. It could consist of, you know, a game of basketball and a nap. Everyone has their own musig of what is an enjoyable day. What is their musig of tainug, of pleasure? It could be a blakamara. It could be a kumzitz. It could be a Yom Tov or a Shabbos. You know, there's different. It could be, a good black and mar and a cup of coffee. Maybe that's what you need. You know, but it's things you have to think. My musug of tainug, my paradigm of what tainug is, for Ben Torah has to be shifted over to ruchni sikas tainugim. Meaning, the day I'm waiting for is the tainug of a Yom Tov. It's the tainug of sitting and learning a good seder. It's the tainug of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of tainug also, a different kind of tainug. But it's these kinds of things. So a Ben Torah has to make that shift. It's a hard shift to make. We're born chumri, we're born as physical babies, and a baby's musig of tainug is purely, his bottle and his nap. And some adults also, they have their bottle and their nap as well, and they never change. Maybe a different kind of bottle sometimes, maybe a different place to nap, but same idea. Maturity is that also when you mature, you shift your musig of what do I take pleasure out of in life. It's an important thing. You know, it could be benching lulav is a pleasure for me. Sitting in a Shabbos Suda, singing Zmiros, the Ruchni Shabbo, I mean the Cholent too, but the Ruchni Shabbo, the Shabbos Suda is an idea of Tainug. Now, it's not to say, it says in the Mishnah, Miyat Tainug, minimizing Tainug. I mean, Tainug of this world is an important thing. We need some Tainug. We have to be able to have it because we are physical. You have to make sure your body is happy. Hashem wants us to have Tainug. Even Hazeh, and mitzvahs very much focus on tainug. I mean, Onik Shabbos is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which it means you're supposed to sit there and have your body enjoy. But it's a mitzvah. So you have to have that realm of tainug of chumrias of Olam Hazeh, but that realm of tainug has to be minimized and in control. The problem I think mostly is that people lose control. Is number one, you get nimshach basrayu, like we said in the Gemara. And number two, the other problem is there's an attitude out there that the life is about tainug. Again, look around modern day America and think about, we say living the good life. Somebody who is, successful. So you think about it in very much physical terms. It's a very decadent society out there where it's all about taiva, it's all about the nicer house and the food and everything else, and women. But there is no, that's the musig of tainug. But a ruchnias tika tainug, the tainug of sitting there and thinking and learning, the tainug of performing a mitzvah, it's not, for good reason, it's not a musig out there. We have to make sure it's a musig within us. That's an important thing. So I think that this is something which speaks very much to modern days and to who we are, because Baruch Hashem, we are in a time of history where we have access to Tanugim. I mean, go back 300 years, things were not accessible to us. Tanug Olam Hazeh didn't really exist because you're living in a very poor society with rundown houses and very little food and not nice clothing and patched up socks. And so Tanug Olam Hazeh, the actual challenges that were there were minimal. Even they had those challenges too, but they were minimal. Now we live Baruch Hashem in a door where we've access to all sorts of tanugim. And it's a matter of not being nimshach basrayu, so we can enjoy them and we should enjoy them. But there is a Yerushalmi which is quoted that Kosh Baruch Hu asked us, did you enjoy my world? Did you taste every single fruit that is out there? There's a Musa Mishabur brings to taste every single new fruit and enjoy it and appreciate Hashem's gift of giving us tasty new fruits. As Mishabur brings it down, it's an Indian to go make sure every fruit that's out there you get a taste of. Find every type of food and try to enjoy it a little bit and appreciate Kosh Baruch Hu's world. You never had a guava or a dragon fruit. Maybe people get them Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you're always scared of eating the raw fish in the sushi. Give it a try. It's what Hashem's Tanugim gave us. But Lamaisa, it's not because I'm Nimshach after it. It's because I see it as a way for me to connect to Kosh Baruch Hu. It's a way for me to give my guf what it needs, so that my guf is able to proceed in Ruchnias. Rav Ben Ali Shor, he says a very interesting thing. He says that there is an inyan being mafias your guf. You want to make your body happy. Meaning, let's say, you're sitting and learning, and you're very, very hungry. And really, I could learn a lot more, but my guf is, giving me a tough time. I'm, really hungry. So there's a time to say, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to go and give my guf something. I'll say, guf, take a cookie, right? Be happy. Now go back to learning. But you're not fighting against your guf. Your guf is part of you. Tchis HaMesim is a schar for the neshama and the guf. But you want the guf to be happy and going along in Ruchnias. We say we have a musig halacha, and we say it all the time. It says, Derchei Darchei Noam, that the pathways of Torah are pleasant. And it means nothing in Torah is meant to go against the grain of who we are. Taking control of our body, that's something which is a good thing for us. We take pleasure in that. But it's not about torture. You know, there's nothing, we're not supposed to make our body like tortured and, you know, and sick. That's not part of Torah. Now you ask me, there's big Bali Musar that would do all sorts of Tanesim, and then they do Gugula Sheleg, and they would do all sorts of Kataris, this and that. Those are madrigas of people that certainly in modern times the Gadol and Melmoser speak out against. And madriga of those people often is that they feel better even in the guf when they fast than when they eat. I mean, they reach the madriga where they feel good about fasting. They feel this for me is actually a tainug. There's such a musig. You know, we talk about lahalacha as well. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, but they spoke about lahalacha. People who get a tainug out of fasting, what do they do? It's a real discussion of lahalacha. Can they fast on Shabbos? So I'm not going there. You know, your Rav Chatzkels and people of that nature that really would deprive themselves and fast. Ultimately, they reached a madriga where for them, they appreciated every single bite of food they had. The fasting became part of their pleasure because it helped them grow in ruchnius. And that's a madriga beyond us. But for the rest of us, I mean, it's very clear in Chazal and in the Bali Musar and all the different sources that we should be enjoying. We should be fayas or guf. But the key is not to let it become a goal. Not to be nimshach after it, do it b'miut, you know, minimize it, and recognize that the ultimate goal of a bentara is not that you are depriving yourself of tainug, but you're shifting your vision of what tainug actually is. That's the enjoyment of life has to become the world of ruchnius. If you don't get enjoyment out of sitting and learning, then that means you haven't gotten to that point yet. But you want to say that I really get enjoyment out of sitting and learning. I really enjoy doing a mitzvah. I really enjoy tefillah. I really enjoy benching lulav. I really enjoy sitting down at a Shabbos Suda. And you know, everyone can taste it a little bit now, and Mirtz Hashem, as people grow, they taste it even more. But when you can shift that tainug to something of ruchni, the gosh music tainug does not bother you quite as much. It does not gnaw at you in the same way, because for you, that's not the tainug I'm looking for. I have a different tainug I want. And remember, ultimately, the Mesilas Yesharim says that the tachlis of Adam is this anagal Hashem. It's to get to tainug, but which tainug? The tainug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So miyat tainug is something that we struggle with all the time. Miyat tainug is something which, if it's in chumrius, schleps us out of ruchnius, but we have to know where real tainug is at. If you know what real tainug actually is, the pleasure of ruchnius, and that's a true tainug, then that really is what is able to solve the battle. Okay, anybody? So let's say a little lemaisa here. Let's have some lemaisa tips. How do we get involved in miyut tainug? What do we do? I don't think that fasting and depriving ourselves is the answer. Yeah, Ram, you want to say something?
I'm just thinking maybe before, let's say someone does something that's, I don't know, like let's say he's, you know, he's either, whether it's playing basketball or he's going out to play some sports or whatever, or unless he goes down to sit at a restaurant. So just to think before, like he's doing something he enjoys, that, you know, just to have in mind beforehand that, you know, I'm doing this to, you know, to change up and to get back into, you know, to it's all hemshach, but to be able to be able to shem better, you know, and to have the schachos.
Okay, good. I think if the attitude is correct when you're enjoying something of Olam Hazeh, but your attitude is right, then you don't get drawn into it. You understand the purpose of it. That's kind of like the point you're making. I mean, to me, I think, anyone else want to say something? I mean, to me, I think the key really is the other half of it, meaning developing tainug and ruchnius. Fighting off tainug and olam hazeh is very hard, because it hurts. You know, it causes tsar. But developing tainug and ruchnius, working on getting a kishmak of learning, and working on getting a hana out of a mitzvah, working on really enjoying tefillah, you know, there's a lashonos they use, like, you know, rebbe's use, like chasidish sfarim use, like you're misaden b'divrei tefillah, like, you know, divrei tefillah, like, you know, you get like this pleasure out of divrei tefillah, you know, you take every word and you just like savor it. So like we're like, what are they talking about? But there is such a musig out there, and you have to be able to, if you can accomplish that, then you're going to savor the divrei tefillah. You're not going to savor the beer quite as much, you know. Lee, you want to say something?
I'm just thinking, if you like, you have like a food or a drink that you like, and you can save it and make it special for Shabbos or Yom Tov, and say this is special for Shabbos, and then when it comes to Shabbos, you'll enjoy it, but you'll also be set aside for ruchnius, even something you like.
Okay, good. So take those things that you do take pleasure in and try to save them for ruchniistic activity. Very good. or save it for to help you learn one day. You know, if a special drink you like to drink, okay, wait, just have it before Seder, have it during Seder when you're falling asleep or something. I hear. Okay, very good. Shkoyach.